Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals by being more curious, creative, and productive. I'm Ann Croker, writing coach, author, editor, and friend. This is episode 25, Stuck in the Middle. Every November, my husband runs a half marathon. He came home from the race and I asked, how did it go? He said the hardest part was the middle. He had slowed down from his race pace, and so in the middle, he wasn't sure if he needed to ration his energy or push himself, because he still had half the distance ahead of him. The middle presented the most challenging moments as he tried to coach himself to take the wisest approach to adjusting his pace and, of course, to finish. Can I quote you on that, I asked, on the middle being the hardest part? Because I think the middle is the hardest part for many things, including writing. As I speak, hundreds of thousands of writers are in the middle of National Novel Writing Month, or what is affectionately known as NaNoWriMo. Some people say NaNoWriMo. However you pronounce it, November is a month where writers have signed up with the goal of completing a novel draft of 50,000 words. If you are among the participants, or if you decided to tackle a nonfiction project during the same month, tapping into the resources and momentum of NaNoWriMo, you're heading toward the middle of the month, and presumably the middle of your project's draft. The middle is hard. A lot of people stop in the middle of things. I mean, how were you doing on your New Year's resolutions back in July? Or how about some hobby or craft that you started but stopped about halfway through that's boxed up in the garage or basement? The halfway point is critical, and the halfway point is where a lot of people stop. Because you know what it took to get to that point, and so you know you need at least that much effort to finish, and it can feel overwhelming. It's easier to just stop and shelve the project. Click save. Say you'll come back to it someday, but you know you might not. Some people have trouble just getting started. Some people have trouble finishing. Looking back at some statistics, it appears that between 11 and 19% of NaNoWriMo participants will arrive at their word count goals for their novel draft. In other words, most people won't make it. So I have two big thoughts here. First, if you set out with this goal of 50,000 words and you're halfway through, you might find yourself right there in the middle and still you've made incredible progress. So not winning at NaNoWriMo doesn't mean you failed. Even if you aren't signed up for NaNoWriMo, you're probably still working on something. And if you're stuck in the middle of that, you still have made significant progress. You're halfway through. So congratulations on the progress that you have made. The key to finishing is you have to keep pushing through the middle. You have to keep writing like my husband kept running. Pace yourself, but keep the pen moving or the fingers tapping. If you're in the middle of a project now, or if you're envisioning some of the half-finished drafts or poems or articles or essays or novels sitting on your hard drive, open a file today. Open the current project or dig into your archives. If you're halfway through, if you're in the middle, you can begin again. And if you begin again, you can finish. My husband finished his half marathon with a personal record, even though in the middle, he was way behind his target pace. He kept running, adjusting his pace, refusing to give up just because he might never recover from that slow mile in the middle. He finished, and he finished well. You can too. You can finish, and you can finish well. On Saturdays, I post a writing quote at my blog, something to encourage you in some way. This past Saturday's quote came from Osonius. It said, "Begin, for half the deed is in beginning. Begin the other half, and you will finish." Begin the other half, friends. Begin, keep going, and you will finish. At my website, anncroker.com, I'm in the middle of a series called Write in the Middle, a series of articles meant to encourage you when you find yourself stuck in the middle. So I will provide you with some links in the show notes in case you want to explore those articles and find some encouragement along the way. You might have noticed a new podcast logo that reflects a slight name change. I'm aligning my podcast with the broader work that I'm doing as a writing coach, so I'm making the change to Ann Croker Writing Coach. Nothing else changes, the content is the same. As Ann Croker Writing Coach, I'll be a coach in your ear, helping you with your writing life. And to help people keep track of episodes, I switched to a numeric system. So this is, as I said at the beginning, episode number 25. Of the Ann Croker Writing Coach podcast, helping you achieve your writing goals and have more fun by being more curious, creative, and productive.